A disabling accident transforms every aspect of someone's life. Commentator Susan Parker says her husband has discovered new pastimes and new talents since becoming a quadriplegic.
It was 2 years after Ralph's bicycling accident before we finally ventured into San Francisco again. I found the locations of the disabled parking signs in every neighborhood we visited and made a beeline for the blue painted curb. Strangers gave us a wide berth on the sidewalk as Ralph, who's quadriplegic, maneuvered his electric wheelchair with his chin. We went to Chinatown, Golden Gate Park, and Fisherman's Wharf. Sightseers and children stared at us. In the financial district, we were deliberately ignored, and at Macy's, we were trampled upon. But in North Beach, we finally found a comfort zone. Ralph and I stopped at the swinging doors of the Saloon, a place we never would have bothered to visit when Ralph could walk. On a beautiful Sunday afternoon like this, we would have been rollerblading, rock climbing, or bicycling. But things are different now. We peeked inside. It was dark and loud and full of patrons. Leather-clad motorcyclists, neighborhood sex workers, poorly dressed tourists and old geezers in shiny suits. Everyone moved bar stools, chairs, and tables so that Ralph could squeeze by. I shouted an order to the grizzled bartender, an anchor steam for Ralph, a glass of house red for me. On the cramped stage before us was a cluster of elderly men holding musical instruments. It was Blues Power, the house band. The gray-haired bass player nodded at Ralph and plucked the strings of his guitar into a high-pitched cry. Within moments, the other members of the band started to play. Everyone in the bar stood up to dance. I glanced at Ralph to see his reaction. His eyes were closed, and his head, the only part of his body that moves, began to rock up and down. Unconsciously, I swiveled my hips, and before I knew it, I was dancing with the crowd. Ralph joined us on the wooden dance floor and manipulated his wheelchair side to side by pressing the joystick with his chin. Back and forth and around in circles he went faster and faster until we all had to move out of his way or risk being knocked over. A human circle formed around him, and everyone clapped with the beat of the drums. "Oh, yeah!" someone cried. "Hit it, baby!" yelled another. When the music stopped and the band took a break, Ralph wheeled himself gracefully to a stop beside our small round table. "Wow, that was fun!" he shouted. The go-go girl bent down and gave him a kiss on his cheek. A toothless man in a dirty baseball cap patted his unmoving hands. The bass guitarist pulled up a chair beside him. "Man," he said, "you sure can dance."
The comments of Susan Parker, her memoir about life since her husband's accident, Tumbling After, will be published this spring.